I'm here in the PNC studio with Akeem Hicks. Akeem, before we get to the game, scary injury out on the field. How nice was it to see Leonard Floyd out of the hospital and return home with you guys on the team plane?
Oh, everybody was relieved. We were really happy to see that he made it to the plane before we took off. And, you know, it's one of those unfortunate things that just stay, it's a part of the game. The guys go down, guys get hurt, and I'm just happy that the kid's all right.
Eli Manning always seemed to get the ball off before you guys could get to him. Is his release just that quick, or is his protection just that good from the offensive line?
Tell me what
line?
You think. I'll tell you this to start. I told her I was going to get it with this question. There's no way in the world their protection is that good. They had a good game plan, and then they executed better than we did, and that's something that we're going to have to deal with and focus on moving forward. I knew you were going to ask me a question like that.
Injuries, obviously, across the board, but you guys have been especially depleted at the nose tackle position. Seemed like C.J. Wilson filled that spot well today, though.
Oh, C.J.'s a great player. He's been a good player in this league for a number of years, and I look forward to seeing what he does for us in the future.
Giants run that no-huddle offense. Does that get you guys a little bit winded on the D-line?
I think it's a team thing. And you know what? The funny thing about the no-huddle offense is that the defense may be out there a little winded, but you got to remember that the offense themselves, they're out there as well. So I think it's a give and take. Both sides of the ball are going to be a little exasperated by what they have to put on the field, and you just go from there.
Giants constantly went for it on fourth down. How does that affect your mindset when you think you're going to be able to force a punt and get off the field?
Their game plan was their game plan, and they came in, and we knew what they were going to do, and it was up to us to stop them. And I think that, you know, the circumstances of the game don't matter if you can't stop them on 1, 2, 3. And I think we put our best effort forward, and it just wasn't enough for us.
In the second half especially, though, it seemed like you guys did stop them when it mattered most, mm-hmm. but still mm-hmm. came up short. What fell apart there?
Oh, goodness. Not watching the film yet, just getting in tonight. I wish I could really tell you exactly what happened to put us behind in the game, but I will say this: there's no quitting these guys, and I respect that from my teammates. The fact that they are competing until the last minute of every game.
Great, thanks, Keen.
You're
thanks
very
for
welcome.
Being here.